St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Well, today, children, we have a day of wisdom, you might say. What is wisdom, the gift of wisdom? What does it help us to do? It helps us to relish the things of God and to choose them over everything else that we love here on earth. The stational church, remember each day in Lent the Pope, back in the old days when we had a Pope, would go to the stational church of the day, and there he would offer Holy Mass. Well, today's stational church is the four Holy Crowned Martyrs, and they showed the greatest type of wisdom. That is, they chose to lose their life rather than to commit sin. And isn't this the truth, that sin is the greatest evil that could ever happen in this life? And so to choose to die rather than to commit sin is true wisdom, isn't it? And so they were told to sacrifice to the false gods, and they refused. And for that reason, they were put to death, and these four men became martyrs for our Lord. And then, too, in the Lenten Mass of today, we have the Epistle of Solomon. What do we know about Solomon, children? That he was wise, and that he was known all over the world at that time for his wisdom, so that so many people came to him so that he could judge their case and make a wise and prudent decision. Well, on the one occasion that we read about in the Epistle of the Mass is the two women. They both lived in the same house. Both of them had a baby. One of them, one of the mothers, rolled over top of the baby in the night on accident and smothered the baby. The baby died, and then she woke up and realized it. So what did she do? She went over to the other lady's bed and switched babies so that she stole the other lady's baby that was living and said to the other one, "Well, you know, it's your baby that died." There's a big argument that took place, and so they said, "Well, let's go to the wise Solomon and see what he says." And they did just that. They went over and they brought their case before Solomon. And Solomon says, you remember this story, he says, "Bring me a sword." And he says to the women, "We will slice the baby in half, the one baby that's living, and each of you can have half of the baby." And the mother whose child had already died, the bad mother, you might say, that accidentally killed her child and then switched babies, she said, "Well, of course, let's do that. So each of us will have a half of a baby." And the mother whose baby was still living and was about to be sliced in half, she said, no, don't do that. Give my baby to this other woman so that the baby can live." And Solomon saw, in his wisdom, he saw that that was the true mother, because the true mother would want to protect her child. And so the baby was given to her, and the other evil woman was left without a child. But today we have the saint of all wisdom, the wisest of all the saints that ever did exist. That is St. Thomas Aquinas. He is called the angelic doctor. And despite the fact that his classmates, remember, they called him the dumb ox, because he was always quiet. He never showed other people. It was out of his humility. He never showed how smart he was, but he kept silent and listened to all that his teachers taught him and soaked it all in and memorized it so that he could recite the lessons better than the teachers could teach them. Well, there are three stories that caught my attention in the story of St. Thomas Aquinas. The first of them shows his piety, but it also, they're a little bit humorous, I've thought anyway. Did you know that St. Thomas, even when he was a man, was scared to death of thunderstorms? Well, it all started when he was just a young little boy. He and his sister shared a room with the nurse that took care of them. And one night there was this awful thunderstorm, and lightning came in and struck his sister, and she died. Unfortunately, she died. And ever since then, he would, whenever there was a thunderstorm, he would be scared out of his mind and nervous. But what did he do? He chose the wiser part. Instead of just being afraid of everything and panicking and those sorts of things, he always, during a thunderstorm, when he became frightened, would go into a chapel, and there he would pray to our Lord. You can imagine our Lord, remember in one of the Gospels, when the apostles were afraid of the waves that were coming at the ship, and they were afraid that they would die in this storm. Our Lord, all he did was went out, and he, with a gesture of his hand and an act of his will, he calmed the waters perfectly. And so St. Thomas was right in going to the calmer of all storms. The second story took place, and it shows, the breviary says that it shows St. Thomas's love for Our Lady, even when he was just an infant. Well, when he was an infant, he found a piece of paper with the Hail Mary written on it, and he held it in his hand so tightly that his nurse could not get it out of his hand. Then his mother came finally and wrestled it out of the little baby's hand, but right away he cried, as all babies will if you take something from them, and he quickly reached out for the paper, and eventually the mother gave in and gave him the paper with the Hail Mary written on it, and promptly, so that he could always keep that Hail Mary with him, he popped it in his mouth and he swallowed it. And that showed a little bit, the breviary tells us, his love for Our Lady. And he would keep that his whole life long, because he would enter the Dominican order, which is an order devoted to Our Lady and to the Holy Rosary. But the third story is about his wisdom in choosing his vocation. When he got a little older, he studied under a certain Irish priest, and he learned his lessons even better than his teacher did. His greatest desire, however, was not to learn all that was contained in the books, the math and the philosophy and all of that, but his greatest desire was to study the lives of the saints, so that he could imitate them. And he did that too. He prayed much, and he always kept himself in the presence of God, remembering that God was always watching him, and so it kept him on his best behavior. He often gave alms to the poor and such things as that. But eventually he met a Dominican priest, and this priest impressed him so much that he decided to join the Dominicans. His family was very disappointed at this, because he came from a noble family. They expected him to become a high churchman, perhaps to become an abbot of some congregation or some abbey, something like that. And when they found out that he only wanted to be a Dominican, they were all very upset. And so the mother wrote a complaint to the Pope and to the Archbishop of Naples, and then she herself went to find St. Thomas to try to talk him out of it, to tell him, come home, don't join that order. Then some of the Dominican friars quickly then hurried St. Thomas off. And St. Thomas's mother heard about that and sent two of her sons, who were at the military at that time, she sent two of her sons to go and capture St. Thomas on the way, and they did. They brought him to the top of a castle and held him prisoner there for a long time, so that only two of his sisters could visit him. And they too were trying to convince him not to become a Dominican, but he convinced them in the end that what he wanted to do came from God. And so they ended by believing him and bringing him all sorts of holy books to read and study from. Well, after quite a while of suffering, things finally started to work out for him, and his family gave in and allowed him to become a Dominican. And that is when he met St. Albert the Great, and learned so much in the way of philosophy and theology, and became a great teacher of these sciences. Now, the Catholic Church thinks so highly of St. Thomas that she calls him what? The angelic doctor. And his knowledge, the Church says, is more divine than it is human. In fact, during some of the councils, when the popes would hold a council, and all the popes and many priests would come together, two books would be placed on the high altar where the council was. The one was sacred scripture, because that's the word of God. And the second book was the Summa that St. Thomas Aquinas had written to show the great respect that the church had held for his writings. But children, do you know what St. Thomas once said? This is a good lesson for all of you. He said that he learned more from prayer than from study. So whenever he'd have a question in his mind, he couldn't solve a certain problem, he would come before the Blessed Sacrament, and there he would kneel and pray. He would often talk to Our Lady, who's the seat of wisdom, and he often spent time before his crucifix, just gazing at the crucifix. And the crucifix would speak to him and teach him many things. Well, children, it's quite difficult to be a good student. There's so many hard subjects. But remember this. This is the only thing I want you to remember for today if you forget everything else. Study to become a saint. That is, you don't study just so that you learn math. You study because it's your duty. God wants you to learn these things. And this is how you children will all become saints, by studying well. And whenever you have a problem in your studies, whether it's English grammar or math or history or religion, you can't remember dates or whatever it is, come before our Lord. Talk to our Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He is wisdom itself, and he'll teach you all that you need to learn. And go before the crucifix, or talk to our Blessed Lady, who again is the seat of wisdom. If you bring all of your studies and turn them into prayer, God will bless them. And even if he does allow you to fail this or that test, it's for your own good, and you've merited by it because you have turned your study into prayer. And that's what we're meant to do, to sanctify our studies so that by our studies we become holy saints of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.